Pluto is still out there circling the sun, even though 1 year ago, little Pluto lost its status as a planet. The International Astronomical Union modified the definition of a planet, and Pluto didn't fit the new criteria. It was big news in the world of astronomy. It also captured the imagination of some singer-songwriters. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
As far as musicians go, Christine Lavin was ahead of her time when she wrote a song 10 years ago about the possibility that Pluto might be downgraded.
You listen to the scientific facts laid out in the song. You decide for yourself. Is it a planet? Or is it a planet not?
In 1996, Lavin read an article in USA Today with the headline, "Demoting Pluto is just asking for trouble." She knew right away she had to write a song.
Maybe it's the whole underdog thing. You know, kids have always been a big fan of Pluto because it's so little.
Lavin's 8-minute song pretty much sums up the history of Pluto's discovery and the debate over its status.
How are we going to deal with it if science comes up with the proof? That Pluto is never a planet. How do we handle this truth? As the PhDs all disagree, we don't know yet who's wrong or who's right. But wherever you are, and whatever you are, Pluto, we know you're up there tonight.
In the past year, Lavin's had to change the lyrics to her song, Planet X. Next year, they'll be included in a new textbook about Pluto, written by the Hayden Planetarium's Rose Space Center. The band One Ring Zero came up with a Pluto-inspired tune called International Astronomical Union, named for the organization that decided on the new definition of a planet. Joshua Camp and Michael Hurst love using the quintessentially sci-fi instrument, the theremin, and Pluto's story was perfect for a song. When the announcement was made last year, Michael Hurst thought, who are we to decide?
Well, it's kind of the idea that we Earthlings being able to label, I mean, the universe is so massive, you know, and the world, and goes way beyond our 9 planets and or 8 planets as the case may be.
They sing, 8 around the sun they roll, 1 we just had to let go. One of the more atmospheric and whimsical songs about Pluto's demotion comes from Claire Muldaur of the pop band Claire and the Reasons. Her song is like a heart-to-heart talk with the erstwhile planet.
Pluto, I have some frightful news.
Muldaur uses Pluto's rise and fall, so to speak, as a metaphor for something all too familiar to artists.
I think an artist can easily have that happen to them and or do it to themselves. So I just had a really easy time sort of sitting down with Pluto and telling him it was going to be okay.
Can I, Pluto, I still want you and we down here do too. You know what to do.
The song Pluto will appear on Claire and the Reasons' new CD, which comes out in October. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Go ahead, go to npr.org/music and listen to all of those songs for A Fallen Planet.